Hello, it's John. To connect the dots, this is your host, John Jagerson, and this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America, because on this network, we can say what we want. There are no censors. There are no interferences, blocking, or any of that other crap. And this show is dedicated to connecting the dots, the truth. You know, it's also a phone radio show, number 888-627-6008. And I don't know about you, but the thing to see early Friday morning here in the United States of America, or the American continent, North American continent, was the lunar eclipse. If you didn't get to see it, and you know, not everybody wants to stay up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's images of it all over the internet. And they talk about the blood and red moon, because it gives kind of a reddish effect to the moon when it's happening. And it's worth checking out. You know, when the show's over tonight, go on the internet and just grab yourself a picture of it, because these things don't happen every day. But it was a very important event, Friday the 4th, March 14th, because this was the opening of energies coming in sync with this event was the opening of vortexes, the opening of energies coming into our reality here on Earth. You know, dimensional contact with other dimensional realms, traveling at faster speeds than we are, is done through vortexes, wormholes, kind of like Stargates, if you're familiar with the movie Stargate SG-1 or the series, and teleportation. These things are all kind of like connected. You don't need a vortex to do teleportation, though, but the vortexes are really important now because they're bringing in light from the good part of the galaxy that wasn't affected by the darkness. You know, people have talked about planet Earth as a prison planet, and we have been. We've been deprived of connections to the larger universe by the negative dark entities that have plundered our world, came here invading, and basically took over civilization for hundreds of thousands of years. Different groups at different times. Plenty of dark guys out there, plenty of dark forces. No, it's not just the devil. No, there is an individual called the devil, but that's an individual, invisible being, kind of like a fallen angel. As, you know, doesn't really have a real body, more like an evil consciousness, and no, the Bible is not the authority on that one called the devil. Other books tell you about whom that individual consciousness is, but so much for that. So anyhow, light dissipates the darkness. Light comes in the form of a pillar of light. There's people out there now catching with cameras in their backyards pillars of light that can be anchored into the earth using certain stones, tetanites, and centimani stones. These are stones from other worlds that somehow came to the way here, and when you plant them in the ground, they become kind of like magnets for drawing in the light and making the permanent connection. Once a beam of light has connected to the earth, it stays there and strengthens the light of the whole planet, raises the frequency. You know, light, the brighter the light, the more light, it's a real high, high frequency. The higher the frequency goes, the more it dissipates darkness. Darkness is low frequencies. How low can you go? You can go pretty low. But that's the importance of this day, this lunar eclipse that happened on Friday. This is the beginning of a retaking of planet Earth by the life forces. You know, those who serve the true God. And it's going to keep intensifying up until March 29th, when there's going to be a solar eclipse, and you don't want to miss that one. And this is all good news for the people of Earth. Forget about the crap you're hearing on the mainstream media, TV news. Though some of it, you know, it's relevant. But what's happening behind the scenes is really what's important. And this is where you need to connect the dots and understand. You're part of this that's happening. You need to connect with what's happening now. There has never been a bigger opportunity for you to be yourself. To think what you want and be what you want. Put your good intentions out there. And manifest in your mind first the intentions of what you would like to see planet Earth become. You know, peace on Earth. But we all want that. So we need to be working just for that. And we need to understand that we're getting assistance from behind the scenes. Our brothers and sisters of the galactic societies, the association of benevolent galactic beings from different parts of the galaxy and the universe are all here in support of what's going on. Many of them are active participants in removing dark entities, things like the lurker. It's an anomaly of darkness that pervades too much of everything, but it's being worked on, and these eclipses are going to help remove it. Most people, and while I'm talking about this stuff, if you want some real details on this, you got to go visit the portal. I've told you every week, basically, because this is the most important thing happening on planet Earth now, is what's going on behind the scenes, and your best representation of actually giving as much as they can to what's going on behind the scenes is the portal. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And there's where you'll find out about the daily meditations to support the removal of the dark forces. That's right. You can be part of what's going on by participating in the meditations. This is a really important thing. If you're listening to my voice, you need to make your contribution to what's happening now, because the more of us add our life force to these global meditations, the stronger the collective consciousness of humanity becomes. And it keeps getting added on and added on. Every person, single person that becomes part of the meditation adds on to the collective consciousness, and slowly but surely it's gaining strength. But there's still could be a lot more people. I mean, less than 1% of the world population participates in these things. That's very sad. You know, all you people out there, you claim to be good people, but well, where's your contribution to a global event here? Mother Earth, you know, Mother Earth is a living entity. Your mother, you know, Mother Earth, that's what we call Mother Earth. Mother Earth loves you. You know, I wrote a song about it. It's out on YouTube. It's called The Earth, She Loves You. Check it out. the lyrics basically explain the story in simplicity form. But yeah, the earth is alive. You know, I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I have a couple of pages on that when I speak about how I experience the earth interacting with me, sending ripples through the ground. This is reality happening. If you haven't experienced such things, why haven't you? Of course, you have to go out in nature to experience Mother Earth. Can't do it, you know, sitting in a cubicle. But these are all important things, and your participation is important. There's no excuse why you can't participate in a 20-minute meditation. It's not what you think. You don't have to fold your legs, put on a white suit, or anything like that. You can just casually sit, preferably in front of the video screen, so you can be guided through that at the proper time. It's important we all do this at the same time, and that's why you want to go to the portal. Find out what time to participate, and they walk you through it. They tell you, it's a lesson and in teaching and envisioning things. They tell you what to envision, beams of white light coming through the stars, coming through the galaxies, coming through the solar system, coming through the top, the head of your body, down to the center of the earth, and back out again. This is the basic structure of a meditation. And they tell you what to be thinking about. We want to cleanse the darkness away. And the more light we can bring, you know, you go into a dark room, you put on a flashlight. The flashlight illuminates the room. Light has its presence then. You put more candle power into the room, larger lights, and there is no darkness anymore. And that's the grand plan of how to remove darkness, and it's in the process. Of course, you know, there's so many nooks and crannies darkness likes to hide, and they go into caves and underground. They got shielded environments. They dig holes in the ground 30 floors deep, and they do their best to avoid the light shining on them. But it's a losing battle. But we want to make it happen faster. I mean, come on, look what's happening in the real news. With all the tariffs out there, the tariff war starting, you know, it's good to see that they're making attempts to stop the war in Gaza and the war in Ukraine, but some more violence erupted in Syria, because the dark side is not going to give up. They're going to throw the monkey wrench into everything they can. This is the reality we're in. So we want to get this thing solved as fast as possible. And bringing the light and dissipating all the darkness is the best venue. The longer we sit around here, the longer we're going to start feeling the negative effects of all the new tariff war going on, which is going to affect the general public. We're the losers on either side of the fence with the tariff war. You know? I mean, we understand the principle of tariffs and protection of the United States economy and all that, but it shouldn't have to be done at the expense of the consumer, you know, to start imposing tariffs without having the alternative plan in place already was not a wise move, you know, because it's just going to go tit for tat. And the next thing we know, the price on everything is going up. So we want to bring the light in. We want our galactic brothers and sisters to make physical contact with us, land on our world, and give us all the gifts that they have that the evil people of Earth have kept from us, the secret elite. They've kept from us the healing machines. They kept from us real medicine. They've kept from us free energy and all the other damn things they kept from us. Oh, they're not damn things, they're good things. And this is wrong, and it needs to stop. And what else needs to stop is the poisoning of the earth. Come on, you know? Mr. Right Executive Order himself, President Trump, why hasn't he stopped the chemtrails? Come on, that's less than 5 minutes to write that one. I just put out the order. stop these flights, spraying the air. Why hasn't he done it? There is no excuse for that. I don't care what he has done, but why hasn't he done that? Even he has to bring that here, and his family members and friends and all the elites, too, when they're out. Have to bring that air in there, and the poison nanoparticles fall on the food that's growing out there, and eventually we're going to pick it up through the food or breathing it in through the air. Very few places aren't being poisoned with the chemtrails. There are places like that, but the majority of the people are living in areas where there are chemtrails to death every day. I mean, it's such a sad story that everybody is silent on this. The Congress want to talk about something? Why don't they talk about that? Congress, they don't even need the president for that. All they have to do is get together and have some decency and vote to end the flying of planes that spray stuff in the air. So, make it a law. It's that simple. Why aren't they doing it? We know they're all bought out. We know many of them are negative ETs cloned to look like human beings. Many of your elected officials, they're not human beings. They're clones made to look like humans. And you've been duped into voting for them. And, this has to stop, this nonsense. Why should we have to suffer with being poisoned every day of our lives? You know, I just happen to be watching on free TV. We had a lot of in the New York area. That's where I'm from. We have a lot of PBS stations from New York, from Connecticut, from New Jersey, and sometimes even from Pennsylvania. They have shows that appear on the 75 or more free stations that we have in the New York area. So I'm watching this thing on scenic train rides out west. And they're talking about the Gorge Mountaineer, I forget what it's called, Rio Grande Mountaineer train ride in Colorado. Goes along the river and goes through the canyons, and then they got a longer trip that goes up into Utah. And they got scenic windows, 6'5" glass scenic windows. They even have open cars. You can stand outside on the train ride. It just meanders through all the mountains and gorges and beautiful scenery. And in the back, as they're looking from inside the train, out through the picture windows, what do I see? The whole sky is filled with chemtrails. Is that sickening or what? And nobody's taking notice of that. In fact, they left it in the shuttle, Not every scene had chemtrails, but there's this one scene where you're inside the train and you're looking out into the blue sky, and it's like covered with chemtrails, Dozens of them everywhere. And this is the kind of crap we have to put up with. And who we have to blame? We have the whole U.S. government to blame. We even have the states to blame. They could pass legislative prohibiting start the planes that spray shit on us. Toxic nanoparticles, foreign nanoparticles, not even of this earth, DNA, It could be cockroach DNA. And we have to breathe it in. Who knows? Some of it. We've discovered most of it. It's all bad stuff. And they're spraying it into the air. A lot of aluminum, too, And these are things that make us sick. And, not only do we have this crap going on, I'm outraged, on the TV, because I do watch from TV, because I want to see what the enemy's up to. The enemy, the corporate world, the pharmaceutical companies, and they have at least a dozen different vaccines out there now. You got a pimple on your nose or something, get a vaccine for that, and then you won't have a pimple on your nose. You might have it. Then they got to list all the bad things that they're wrong. So one little zit on your face And you're going to take the list of 20 things that can go wrong with you that they list, and then they say there's other things too. Oh my God. They're calling you stupid to your face, and if you comply with what they're suggesting, and they're going to say, might be right for you, ask for your doctor, and your doctor is part of the scam. You know, the doctor is a pharmaceutical salesperson. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, there might be some real good, honest doctors out there that don't write prescriptions for pharmaceutical products, but the majority of them, that's how they make their money. Pharmaceutical salesperson comes into the office and they play the game. You know, here's the perks I want. And the job of the pharmaceutical salesperson working for the pharmaceutical company is shooting them down to accept less. And these people asking, they're asking for cars, they're asking for whole season box seats at the Yankees or some other important sports team. They're asking for vacations around the world. And, you know, asking for millions of dollars of perks, and the job of pharmaceutical salesmen is to chew them down to accept less. And that's how the game gets played. And then the company they make their agreements with, when you go to the doctor's office, he'll ask you a few questions, you know, take your blood pressure, immediately shake, go through that routine, you know. And, it's not needless for some people. If you really had a shake, that might pick up something, but that shouldn't be a major thing. You know, first you talk to a person, everything seems fine. Why even bother, you know? But then you go through all that bullshit, pretending to do something. Then they'll say, you know what? I'm going to write you a prescription. And they look in your book of whatever company they're dealing with. Yeah, we have a prescription here for headaches. Yeah, I'm going to write you this prescription for headaches. Take two tablets and call me in the morning. You know, kind of crap. And this is how most people get duped with modern-day medicine. And the fact that these liars, these cheats, these devious people that sell you crap that is more dangerous than the problem you're trying to solve, it should be against the law, but it's not, because money controls what laws are going to be made. You know, the system is flawed. It doesn't work anymore. And people that talk about following the Constitution, that's a great idea, but we need some new amendments to the Constitution to cover all the corruption that's been created to work within the Constitution. And that's the lawmakers that are supposed to be doing that for us. But they don't want to do that. They like it the way it is, where they can legally skirt around the written laws already and deviously take money and play favoritism. And none of it has anything to do with really serving the public. And that's the bad, if I was the president, that would be the state of affairs that I'd be talking about. I got to put an end to this crap. The procedure for voting for bills, to putting them up to see if they're going to pass, it's all garbage, a waste of time. You know? There's a way better way to do things than the Congress operates. They're called, what's the word? Modus operandi or whatever. They need to do things more differently and more realistically so that the scams are all cut out. It's impossible to do scams. And we still have people promoting fake currency, you know, the new fake currency, the Bitcoin. I don't care what kind of a degree you have or stuff. People don't want Bitcoin. This is for corporations and rich elites, you know? You might have to deal with that. It's the simplicity of cash that makes life easy. And sure, credit cards are accepted, but at the same time, they have their own problems too, you know? And it's not real. It's fake, you know? Sure, it's real in the sense that everybody accepts it, but nothing like cold, hard cash, really. If you can't handle it, man, you've got a problem, you know? And the real thing about the credit cards was you least push that because they have a record of everything you're doing with the credit card. At least you have some anonymity, and your life is somewhat private when you're working with cash. And they're doing everything in the power to remove as many cash aspects as possible. And people are going along with it, you know, because they don't realize how corrupt all this information gathering on people is, and puts you, the individual, in jeopardy. If you can't see that, man, your eyes are not wide open, and you can say, I don't care. Well, yeah, then tell me that when you get victimized, because that opens the door to victimization. All that information laying out there. Now, they're never passing that now. Loctite and all these other places that have their little scams going. They want to charge you, you know, whatever it is, $100, $200, $300 a month to protect that you don't get scammed. But look at all the money you're losing doing that. And out of fear, they perpetrate these things that you should get. Life lock alert, yeah, you could fall and die there, playing on your fears. Well, if you kept your health up, and it's your responsibility to keep your health up, not the doctor's, your responsibility. And you need to be educated. Why aren't the schools helping the children out with that? You know? I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but school lunches have never been the optimum of good food. You know, it's all about contracts nowadays. If they can buy dirt bad food at a cheap price, that's what your kids are going to be serving in the lunchroom. Whatever it is, the cheapest possible food they can find. And that's not educating your children about real healthy eating. In fact, children need to be taught that in early ages about what's good and what's really harmful, you know, but they're not. In fact, schools, no wonder why they were talking about getting rid of the Department of Education. It's total failure. You know, it's indoctrinating children to be, remember facts, and the historical facts are changing constantly. There's a lot of talk now about all the old, people are looking into, there's all these old difference of buildings in the 1880s, 1870s, 1890s. Fantastic structures, ornaments, and some of them were the obvious things that they were gathering, free energy from the air. Another thing were being deprived of. I mean, I know where some of these buildings still are. A lot of the churches have all the apparatus on them, but, you know, the knowledge has been lost. They have no idea they can get free energy out of their church because they've been all dumbed down and conned into accepting you've got to pay PSE&G or, you know, Con Edison, whatever the company is that brings you your electric, you know, Electric Central, whatever, whatever company brings your electricity, they've all believed that this is how we have to go. Of course, now we're only about solar panels and stuff like that. But it all could be free. It was. In fact, I even saw a picture of a church. Somebody snapped a photograph, old one, probably back from around 1900 or something. And you could see the stream of energies caught in the photograph coming out of the four towers of the church. Tall steeples with apparatus on them and stuff. And so there's a lot of talk about that. The whole errors of decades of history have been wiped out of the history books, so we wouldn't even think to be looking like that. But a lot of these old photographs you see those things that look like telegraph poles that with no wires attached to them. You're just standing there and they were receivers of free energy. You know, the kind that Nikola Tesla, the real Nikola Tesla, was trying to give people. And of course, they ruined, the government ruined his life because they couldn't make a profit off his free electric that he wanted to broadcast locally to the people and within certain parameters. So we've been deprived of all that. And of course, there's even freer forms of electric, and as soon as our galactic brothers and sisters land, which they have promised to this year, the sooner it happens, the better it is for all of us. You know, cars that you won't need a gasoline motor in, you'll have a free gravity machine to move your vehicle around. It'll just float across the ground, and we won't have to waste money on paving roads anymore. We won't need tires anymore. I hear these free gravity machines, they just, you start them up and they just run forever. That's in the near future, not that far away. And that we can make the future happen faster when we start participating in these meditations that I'm talking about. And it's all happening now. The beginning of this happening right now in real time was this lunar eclipse. And the solar, between now and the solar eclipse, things are going to be coming online, especially the things I was telling you about, vortexes. You know, there's going to be major vortexes being activated around the world, like the one in New York City. Yeah. New York City has a very powerful vortex. It's still presently controlled by the dark forces. You know, the elites that don't want to share anything with the public. You know, they want to support Satanism and aggressive militaries. You know, that's the group that controls the New York vortex portal. And vortex portal, they're almost the same thing. You know, one in Jerusalem that's going to be activated too. It's been dormant for a long time, and it makes perfect sense. It's below the Temple Mount. Yeah, there's one in Naples that's also connected to Egyptian mysteries. Naples, Italy, you know. There's a vortex of Aster Chiron that correlates to the Gaza Strip. That is going to be reactivated. You know? The town of Paris has actually two vortexes. Yeah, you know, Paris, France. That town has two vortexes. They also had a temple belonging to a Masonic lodge that was operating around 1775, right around the time the Illuminati were in that area of the world. And of course, 1776 here in America. And these places are going to be brought to light, literally. They're going to be opened up and connections to the light forces are going to be made. And more powerful white light is going to be brought into the atmosphere of planet Earth. And that will further shrink the territory of the dark forces. And of course, with that famous event that I've talked about happens, which is not that far away, only a month or two maybe. And that wave of energy is going to signify that it's time for the aliens to come visit us, like they promised. They're not going to show up until the event happens first. There's a lot of reasons for that. If you want some of the intel on that, hey, you got to visit the portal. They're the best source of information on that. And while we're talking about alien nations, benevolent genies. We need to think about the Pleiadians, the Aldebarans, the Syrians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians. You know, these groups get mentioned. You remember that famous movie, Men in Black? They talked about an Arcturian force was going to destroy the Earth if they couldn't capture the bug that the Men in Black had to get. And they get mentioned in other movies too, these forces. There's something interesting I came across recently, because I'm, on Twitter, on the internet videos, YouTube videos, there's always interesting information regarding these type of subjects. People talking about personal encounters, people making videos, and this couple was being interviewed on some woman's show. I can't think of the name of the show, but they were talking about their communications with the Pleiadians. Now, Pleiadians have been making contact with the people, I guess, ever since the 1950s. I think there was somebody who had personal contact with them. But what these people had to say was really interesting. They don't really meet with them personally. It starts with telepathic communication. They hear, not audibly, but they hear, they perceive things being said to them in their mind. And they understand what is being said to them, you know? Certain words, certain ideas, and the communication begins without any audio sounds whatsoever. You know, telepathic. So, they were talking about that the Pleiadians, only on occasions, they got a glimpse of what they presumed to be Pleiadians, and they were kind of like humanoid, but in the distance. And they didn't get really to touch them or anything like that. But they had communication from the Pleiadians that telepathically, that the Pleiadians were claiming to be able to shift into any shape they wanted to. Imagine that power. And of course, all of us in human form, we will eventually evolve up to that point. That's why we're here on the planet now, to witness this event where we metamorphosize into a higher reality where these things become easier to do. And shape-shifting, the dark forces can shape-shift. But the Pleiadians can shape-shift into any form they choose, and they proved it to these people where they were out in the wilderness, and they showed them that they could show up as deer also. And then Bob said, we told you we could shapeshift into anything. And they had a few other forms too. But most of the communication is telepathic. Like, you know, people go, sometimes when people go to sleep, and the communication helps, happens while they're sleeping. Now, I talked with somebody who claimed to be a starseed once. And I asked him the question, well, what do the Pleiadians look like, you know? They weren't able to answer that question. And the only thing they could say in response to what I asked was that it happens to them, they communicate with the Pleiadians while they're sleeping in their dreams. You know, there was a movie decades ago, it was called Contact. Lengthy movie, and where all this high-tech information was put into creating this giant globe that goes through certain rings while they're spinning, and it drops through the rings, and it was supposed to they thought it was going to take them into another dimension, and they were going to have real physical contact. But what happened, it only lasted for 2-3 seconds real time, you know, or 10 seconds real time as this giant shiny ball which the woman was in, you know, sped through these three spinning rings inside this ball, and then was recovered in the water or something, and she came out and told her story. But in her segment, she ends up on a beach, kind of like in a paradise situation with a clear sky above at night, and she's talking to this male. This woman is talking to this male guy, and they're having a pretty lengthy conversation. And according to her watch, she said 2 hours she was talking with this person. And it was explained to her, this is how we first make contact with human beings. Of course, when the trip is over, her 2-minute trip, she's brought, taken out of the capsule, and they tell her, you know, you're only gone for 10 seconds. And you try to tell her she's talked for 2 hours with somebody, and they end up prosecuting her as being fraudulent or something like that. So, you know, that hits on some of the contact aspects that have been happening and will. But we're looking forward to, after the event, we're going to have face-to-face real contact with the ship that's going to land. And like a science fiction movie, they're going to get out and say, take me to your leader. Well, they might not say that. In fact, there's information out that, just like in the movies, one of the possible landing points in our neck of the woods here would be the United Nations. How about that? They're going to land at the United Nations with nothing but a bunch of phony, lying, deceiving politicians are, and that's whom they're going to meet with. Oh, my God. And, well, that's how it's going to start. And, so this couple, talking about the Pleiadians, they bothered to mention about a group of Africans that the Pleiadians had kind of been interacting with a long time, or founded, or was the startup of the Middle East in Africa, called the Doga, D-O-G-O-N. And these people are both talking sincerely, but I just happen to know, because I don't rely on just one source. The first mention I ever heard of the Dogi was from the author of The Keys of Enum, Dr. Roque. And I've met with him personally. He's a very legitimate individual, very scientific. And he was explaining once that, I'm not sure if he explained it in his book, The Keys of Enoch, or not, but I know he's the one who put out the information of the video he made where he's talking to the Dogon people of Africa, and they explained to him that the Syrians landed at their place in Africa there. And the Syrians were also in the shape of dolphins. And he came out and dug a hole, put water in it, and went out swimming. The dolphins did. So, a completely different story. And so who's telling the truth here, you know? I mean, there are deceptive people. There are deceptive demons. There are deceptive extraterrestrials out there. And there are deceptive palm readers, you know. All these people that go under hypnosis and get their past lives right. I always wonder, how could everybody be a descendant of Julius Caesar, you know? And these other people going around pretending to be Jesus Christ, you know? And I've heard many stories of that. I mean, I've heard so many, I don't know if you shells you can call them, but I've heard many stories about bad people, swear they met Jesus. And, you know, he's a liberal guy, and this one guy told me one time, I mean, it's just stuff. People have been duped all the time. I mean, that's a favorite one for demonic beings to trick people. I mean, you can't be tricked if you know the rules. If you doubt what they're saying, and you ask them to repeat that three times what they just said. And if they're lying, they're going to make an excuse and not tell you three times. They might tell you a second time, but they know the rule too. And then they'll deviate the conversation so they won't get to hear it the third time. But that's a rule everyone has to follow, even the demons. That if you're going to be claiming to be somebody, you know, anyone has the right to ask you three times, and you have to answer them the same way three times. And if they're honest, they won't be offended by that. They'll understand that you understand the rule too, and that's why you're doing it for verification. But most people are just too happy. Oh, my uncle was Julius Caesar. Oh, no, I was Julius Caesar in the past life. And, well, that's a favorite one for the demons to tell you. You know, these invisible beings that find people that are gullible, and they get them to believe it, and then they get them to follow them and listen to their advice. What else do negative demons have to do? They don't do anything good. So they just like to dupe people, make fools of them, you know. Hey, this is a calling radio show. I mean, I've kind of said enough of the night already, but if you have something to say, hey, the number's 888-627-6008. Yeah. And, hey, call in and tell us something important. We all need to know more important information. And we all have a story to tell. You know, we're all teachers and advisors in certain ways. And we all have our story to tell. And we all have our little bits of special information. And that's why it's important to make your contributions. You know, there's an old saying, hey, you know, if you don't think you have any, you should be contributing to anything. You know, there's an ongoing battle here. You know, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. So, you know, speak up. Talk about good things. Be part of the solution, because that is part of the solution. You know? The participating in meditations, that's a very important part of it. You know, so if you're not participating in any meditations, well, indirectly, you're part of the problem, you know? Anchoring of light will dissipate the darkness, you know? You need to be part of that plan, you know? April 19th, the Galactic Confederation Cobra work event. And they're also doing great initiations at that event. October 19th, be there or be square. And you can find more about that by going to 2025 Portal in New York, NYC. 2025 Portal NYC at gmail.com. Communicate. Find out about how we're going there. Hey, it's not, fortunately, it's not for free. It's $170. You know, if you want an ACVAR re-initiation, it's $270. So, yeah. That's the kind of world we're living. Everything is for money, you know. But before you go that route, you know, visit the portal, and you can find out by reading the notes of the last two workshops put out by Cobra, and you find out what happens there. And then they'll have an idea whether you think it's worth that money or not. Surely, if you're just a regular person, you don't know anything about these things I'm talking about. But you should find out. And it's going to happen in New York City. And then you'll be part of that be part of helping activating the vortex, the powerful vortex portal in New York City. Think about that. Be part of history, you know? Everything that's happening this year is major history being made on planet Earth. And remind you, if you want to, at these events too, you can buy some of these special stones that come from other worlds. Something called Moldavite, which comes from the Pleiades. Bury that in the ground, and they activate a beam of light coming to Earth. Sintamani stones and Colombian knights, obviously from the country of Colombia. These are other stones that connect to the Sirius system and bring in light to planet Earth. And then there's the Tibetan Kentites, are stones brought to Earth from the Andromeda galaxy, Lyra constellation, Aldebaran areas of space, Arcturians, and other star systems. The Kentites, they're all coming. All the dropped off in Tibet. And people bring them here, and they sell them at these events. And you bury them in the ground and participate with the burying plan that's available to make your burying in stone more applicable to be placed on later lines. You can find out helpful information as to the optimum place to bury them. So, and if there's a tachyon chamber in your area, go visit it and experience it. They're going to be, the power level is going to be upgrading with the lunar eclipse, and really upgraded with the solar eclipse coming on the 29th. This opals are another important stone that has power. Emeralds, well, they're more than just rare jewels. They're powerful stones that bring in good vibrations. Learn about things like the Buddhic plane of existence. So hey, this is the portal. You can learn all these things and much more. You know that orbs or plasma beings or ETs or angelic beings. And while we're on that, about a year ago, and so I put together a video on YouTube called Beatlemania in America 2, the number 2, because it was my second Beatlemania in America video. So it was Beatlemania in America 2, and it has a photograph of the Beatles performing in a large movie theater in New York City. And in that photograph, there are hundreds of orbs and other flying beings in that theater that leave light trails. The proof is in the photograph. You know, this is long before, but this is out of a 1964 concert. So, one, that's how powerful. That's how popular the Beatles were in 1964. Plus, the theater is like filled with orbs hanging, all floating around in the ceiling. So that's plasma beings or angelic beings, and some of them leave light trails. Because that same photograph captured a few light trails whizzing around in the air. But in the snap of the shutter, these things travel like a couple of feet, you know? And he left a light trail. It was picked up by the camera. Little did people know back in 1964 what photographs like this were showing, but we can talk about them now. Anyway, check it out for yourself. It's on YouTube. Beatlemania in America 2. On YouTube. Hey, you know, we're getting to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, followed by what I call one of the most tasteful lead guitar parts of all time. At the end of my song, "Are You the Partner in Time?" Are you? I am. Followed by my end. I got to be somebody. That's right. It's been my anthem my whole life, and I am somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Very powerful words. And those songs can be found on my CDs. Yeah, CD Baby. I got two albums out. Songs Better Than Dylan. First song I'm at, of 23 songs is I Gotta Be Somebody. You know? And I got another one, American Party Songs. Are You the Party in Time? Because on that one, and you'll also hear that fantastic lead guitar solo on that. Okay, I'm going to give you the countdown now, Mr. Engineer. Hey, people listening, tell your friends to tune in next week and tell them anyone with a phone can participate in the conversation. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, get it clear to the